You could watch some hardcore yiffing to this. That seems like it would work. Websites and bad information to finally get to something that looked like an official outage map, and I was in the zone. It was like, okay, your power's going out at midnight. I'm like, okay, well, that's fucking awful, but all right, I'm gonna fucking start charging all these fucking power bricks and start thinking about what the fuck to do with a newborn baby with no fucking power, you know, like, and you know, as I kind of thought through that, I was like, actually, the stuff that she needs doesn't actually require electricity at all, right now, but, you know, like, going through this fucking, like, disaster preparedness process all of a sudden, and then, midnight rolls around, the power stays on, like, okay. And then, but then, like, information, the flow of information has been such fucking shit that you would hear, you know, neighbors are like, oh, well, there's another wave at noon, and we're probably going to go out then. I'm like, okay, all right. Nope, nothing. I'm like, okay, well, at midnight, they're turning more people out. Okay, nothing. So, like, you know, cool, my power's still on, that's great. Like, blocks away from me, like, two blocks, you know. Less than a mile away from me, all the fucking power is out. And it's fucking chaos. Like, my wife went to a fucking supermarket. She went to two supermarkets. One where the power was out and one where the power was on. And the one the power was out, it's just like they're going like, well, we don't have any cold food. You know, we're open, but yeah, there's no cold food here at all. So, you know, you want a box of cereal or something. And then the other one was like a fucking wasteland madhouse. She said she saw someone trying to pull the fucking front off of, like, the deli case. Thinking, like, is this self-serve? Or just get it? Like, just chaos and empty shelves and fucking, you know, like, people are going in there fucking, you know, like, you saw people lining up for gas on Tuesday, getting ready for it to go out on Wednesday. Like, it was just like, you know, like fucking disaster type shit. Like, gas is already expensive. It's like $4.50 a fucking gallon now. And these fucking shitbags, these fucking PG&E, like, they're so fucking garbage at fucking getting the info out. They're like, even on the fucking other end of it, they're like, well, we're going to turn it off in waves, and then it's going to take anywhere from 1 to 5 days to turn the fucking power back on. It's like, motherfucker, what? It's like all the dialysis, you know, like, look at people with fucking medical needs. Like, they got, like, zero fucking warning, or extremely little warning. That, like, unreliable warning on top of that. Just fucking nuts that this is, like, allowed to fucking happen. And meanwhile, like, you know, like, the stuff that they're preventing, like, trying to prevent fires, is because their equipment fucking sucks. Like, they got sued into fucking bankruptcy off that last fucking fire. But, you know, what do you do? They're the fucking power company. How the fuck, you know, how the fuck do you get out of this? How the fuck do you be like, all right, we need another power company to come in and fucking, like, how? They're the fuck, like, there's no, unless you're, like, going fucking solar, like, you know, doing all this other shit, get off the grid type shit. There's just, you know, you're just fucked. And then, you know, all these fucking stories hit, and, like, this is where I'm just like, yeah, like, of course, like, but, you know, all these stories hit, like, instead of fixing the power lines, their executives all got raises. It's like, okay, that's not quite how businesses work, but also, yeah, fuck them for the money they got, like, they fucking raised rates, all this other shit, like, you'd think that they would have fucking fixed more of the fucking equipment by now. And also, like, you know, they know how to fucking bill people for power, but yet they don't know how to when they're gonna fucking turn the power back on. Like, well, you know, turning the power off might damage equipment, so we've got to walk around and make sure that everything's okay. Also, you know, and this is the part that makes sense. Hey, if the winds are high and knock over lines, we need to go walk the fucking lines and make sure they're good before we turn the power back on. Like, hey, I get it. Okay, yeah, sure. Also, it seems like the high winds didn't quite materialize the way the weather forecasts fucking seemed to think it would. So. Fuck. Just fucking fuck. And, like, you know, this executive fucking bonus shit and raise shit. Like, think about it this way. This is how, like, whenever shit like this comes to light, I think about this. I forget which business I heard about this from. Like, it was fucking garbage-ass trash-tier company. And it's gonna fucking suck for a long time. And they're gonna be on the front lines of some fucking straight bullshit. You have to fucking pay them to stay there. Because why the fuck would they stay there? So, like, on a personal, like, I get that. You're like, okay, like, you know, these people aren't married fucking PG. Like, if there is, like, oh, well, why the fuck am I staying here? It's like, oh, well, they're paying me to fucking go through this fucking horse shit. Hopefully we'll come out the other end of it. Like, I get that. It still fucking sucks. The idea that they fucking pulled in all this fucking money, like, ostensibly to fucking fix infrastructure, and they're still in this fucking hole of just like, oh, well, I guess we gotta turn the power off. Like, go fuck yourselves. Yeah, I don't know. Like, yeah, does the government step in and take over, and then, you know, until they can privatize it all over again and bring someone else out? Would you get Todd Edison out here or something? You know, okay, but the two things. One, is the fucking government gonna do a fucking better job? I mean, it's California, but even I'm still just like, And then they're going to hand it off to some other company, like, they're going to do the job? It's fucking just bananas, this situation. like fucking, it's chaos on the fucking streets. Like, I haven't even seen, you know, I haven't had time to fucking look into it, but I bet the fucking toll of fucking, you know, looting and crime and other shit that happened, like other fucking, you know, increases in fucking auto accidents because none of the truck and traffic lights are on. I've been pretty much home for the past 2 days with the baby. My wife went a handful of times. At times she would come back, she'd be like, it's fucking bad out. Don't leave the house. It's fucked. And like, you know, maybe the fucking information stuff is like, okay, like I'm a cord cutter, if you will. Like, I don't fucking get a newspaper. I don't fucking watch low fucking news. But like, I have a fucking phone. I had like, PG&E emails me my fucking bill every month. You think they could have sent out an email going like, hey, your service address is in our fucking window. Nope, nothing. Jack fucking shit. Go look at fucking Nextdoor and sift through all the fucking racist scumbags, and maybe you'll find someone going like, hey, did you know the power's going out tonight? I heard about it on Facebook. People were like, what are people doing for the power outage tonight? I'm like, wait, what the fuck? Wait. What are you talking about? Just fucking unbelievable. But also, the other side of it, of fucking, hey, we don't want everything burned down again. Like, I get it. Yep. Neither do I. But you fucking scum fucks. The fucking purge. Fucking point to is like, well, in August we said this might happen. Like, okay, think about it. Like, yeah, okay, in August you said it might happen. What the fuck is, you know, how's that supposed to fucking help anyone? You know, that wasn't accompanying locations or like, hey, and if it does happen, here's where we'll do it. And it was just like, eh, we might turn off power if shit gets bad, if we end up in a situation where there's high winds and everything's dry, we might just shut the power off. Like, okay. That's so fucking weird theoretical, but get back to me when you fucking have a plan. And it turns out they never had a fucking plan. Or if they did, they left out the part of communicating to people and fucking, or, you know, sending them something in the mail, or going door to door and putting things on people's houses, or anything that they could have fucking, like, planned for or ramped to. Like, everyone knows October is the fucking month, right? And it's like, okay, that's where you get that crossover of it hasn't started raining yet, but everything is dried the fuck out. Like, it is dry as fuck out here. I'm, you know, just, it's fucking dry lips, fucking bloody nose, fucking turn on your humidifier type shit out here. Thank you. same time, it's like that they should have done way more to fucking get information out. Because, like, their website was down for basically 2 days. Like, also, in, you know, Tuesday time, I heard, hey, they're going to shut off the power, which was, like, Tuesday morning or something like that. Their website was already fucked, and it stayed fucked for, like, all the way through the end of Wednesday. At some point, this is some fucking, like, off with their heads type shit. This is some fucking, like, hey. fucking bus ad for like a, you know, like a injury lawyer, accident lawyer, like, hey, did you get a car wreck? Some of you call us. Question they ask on the banner is, it's pulling up again. Let me just make sure. I want to make sure I get this right. I know that's a van. That's not the bus. It says, injured by the fault of another? Like, which is like the wordiest fucking, like, way to phrase that? And all I can imagine is that at some point they were thinking about that song. Whoever wrote that was like, no, like, tempted by the fruit of another, injured by the fall. No, yeah, no, no, that's good. That's good shit, right? Like, it has to be, right? That has to be what just happened. But, like, what the fuck? Why would you do that? Why write? Why? To what end? salad.
Take all the fruit that you want to eat.
I hear you.
It's going to be a fruit salad treat.
The first step.
I think this is all about fucking.
The second step. Toss some grapes.
Uh-huh, yeah.
The third step. Chop up some apples. Chop up some melts and put them on your plate. Now we've made it, it's time to eat it.
Uh-huh.
It is so good that you just can't beat it.
Uh-huh.
Give everyone a plate and a spoon. We'll all be eating it very soon.
The first step,
eat up the banana.
Yeah.
The second step,
yep.
Eat up some grapes.
Sure, yeah.
The third step, eat up some apples.
Yep.
Put the scraps away.
Uh-huh.
Wash the bowls and wash spoon. Let's do it all again real soon.
Fruit salad, yummy, yummy. Fruit salad, yummy, yummy. Fruit salad, yummy, yummy.
Hey, how about?
scorching case of syphilis. Who gave me that?
Let me see you. way. Stand line, could have got it every way. Fuck, man. Part of the song does not lend itself very well to like a traditional fucking four dance. like inherently any remix of this song is gonna sound fucked up in that part, unless they really fucking break it apart. That reminds me of...
Fellas are going out of here. What if I tell you where and when?
How many?
That Ozzy Brothers song.
Let me run off word detail.
Okay. But I can't remember which.
Okay. How many going out?
I hear six.
Is it this one?
Come on, man. If I say this is my car, you know this is my car. You just yourself another one. If I say we in on this Ripley shit, we in on it. With or without your punk ass. And if I say you gonna walk up in this house and do this motherfucker so I can see if you got any balls or not, guess what else you gonna do?
Yeah.
Yeah, this reminds me of that song. A little bit. watch this movie again. This is a good movie. So have a good one. I'll see you.